This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Xcel Energy faces new lawsuits over its alleged role in starting the devastating Marshall Fire 2 years ago. CPR's Sam Bresch reports.
That fire claimed more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County and 2 lives. One victim was 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull. Before a 2-year statute of limitations runs out, her family has filed a lawsuit to recover damages from Colorado's largest utility. A coalition of local governments filed a separate suit along similar grounds. Both come after a sheriff's investigation concluded an Xcel power line sparked one of 2 fires that later merged to form the main blaze. The company disputes those findings and says its equipment did not play a role. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting Monday, truck drivers could be in for bigger penalties if they get caught speeding down steep highways. The Colorado Department of Transportation is creating steep downhill grade zones on highways that slant more than 5%. Commercial truck drivers caught speeding in these zones could face double fines and extra surcharges. And nearly 50 Colorado utilities have reported an increase in the COVID-19 virus in wastewater. That's according to data from this past week from the State Health Department. The increase of COVID in wastewater samples is consistent across all of Colorado's larger cities, including Denver, Pueblo, and Grand Junction. Meanwhile, the number of people hospitalized with COVID has stayed flat. Mostly sunny skies over the Front Range today. This is CPR News in KRCC.